We have got so much to get through this week. It is not even funny. We're coming up to the middle of the second month. Right slap bang in the middle. 14th of February, Valentine's. We've got a lot to talk about. But we are going to be looking this week, apart from talking about olive oil and the benefits of olive oil, we are looking at why many women in midlife aren't broken, they're just in between identities. Proper girl talk, but remember, you have to be dancing first. So many women are experiencing a loss of rhythm, a loss of confidence, a loss of purpose, a loss of sensual connection, a loss of certainty, and literally, it's not about decline, it's just literally about transition. So my best friend is going through that at this moment in time. She's talking about not understanding what's happening around her and not recognizing who she is anymore, and actually just wondering, if I was to change, what could I do? I don't even recognize myself. So this is a great conversation. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. And we do. We are the only radio station that looks at literally every aspect of health and brings it to you live. How are you doing? So Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And as I mentioned, this week we speak to the wonderful Sarah Vachon, specialist in olive oil. We talk about that. But before that, I want to talk about ARC. What is ARC? A-R-C. My 6 weeks fit and fabulous after 50. Whether we're looking at seven things women want. Last weekend I did a free masterclass on how to have better sex and flatter abs. That was so powerful. And we started this week on the 6 week ARC, A-R-C, Alpha Romeo Charlie. And literally, ARC literally represents awareness, responsibility and choice. And you know, this matters in midlife because awareness replaces confusion, responsibility replaces hopelessness, and choice replaces fear. So I think what happens for many women, they get into this phase of life, they find this life really quite hard in this transitional stage, and they really kind of feel overwhelmed, and especially it depends on where you find yourself. Years ago, I was told that statistically, 66% of divorces happen during that perimenopause into menopause phase, when women are transitioning and not really sure what's happening to and with their bodies. And so that's not a great time to make such big life-changing and life-affirming choices. But what made the workshop powerful over the weekend when we spoke about how to have better sex and flatter abs wasn't about the information. It was really more about the fact that women felt they had permission to open up, permission to share, permission to lay themselves bare, to be vulnerable. And it was great because once you feel safe enough to do so, once you feel safe enough to be honest about how lost you feel in your own body, then you'll have an opportunity to now really get the help that you need, or the information that you need, or the tools that you need to make changes. This is why I run the 60-day journey, She Comes First. It's to really help you understand the 13-15 principles that make up health. And everything always starts with self and returns back to self. So that self then is divided into the triangle, which is like you know, the triune, you know, it's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the completeness. Three is a number that's of completion. And that really is about self-love, self-care, and self-awareness. They make up everything that dictates our hormonal harmony, our emotional health, the connections that we make, the way in which we breathe, our oxygen, the movements that matter, the exercise, and that's mental, emotional, as well as physical, the sleep, that's so, so, so crucial to everything that we do, and how we show up, how we age, how we anti-age, how we avoid sickness, how we open the door to sickness. It's massive. We look at food to understand really and truly that the things that we put on our plate, there's a purpose behind everything that we eat. And it's not just to enjoy ourselves and to indulge ourselves. You can indulge yourself in lots of things, but if the nutrients you need in that food aren't there, then the body that you desire won't be the body that you'll be living with. And those are the things that we were able to share. And so the next session is going to happen on the 21st of February. So, of course, you can look out for that on my Instagram. You can go onto my Instagram at Pelvic Secrets. Look out for me on TikTok and X. You can find me on Facebook, Jenny Russell. Remember, that's Juliet Echo November, November India. Jennifer minus the F-E-R, Jenny with an I, as everybody keeps saying, Jenny with an I. And also on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and also Pelvic Floor Secrets. So, yeah, I had such a great time and sharing this better sex and flatter abs. And I think what I love the most is that, I suppose when you sign up, when people come, we're looking for something that we can. She's going to tell me how to have sex better, or I just do this, this, and this, and I'm going to have what I want. And when it comes to flattening my abs, I'm going to avoid this, do this, this, and this, and do this exercise, and I'm going to have what I want. But even just for women, I think one of the things they found quite interesting was to understand the different types of bloated bellies. The hormonal belly, the digestive belly, the menopause belly. How they show up in terms of shape and what that means for us as people. Because the body is always giving you signals and signs. And I wrote an article years ago, What's the Point of Pain? And the point of pain, where you find the pain, is never usually where it originates from. It's where it manifests. And literally what it's trying to say to you is, I've come up here, but actually if you trace me back to my root, somewhere else in the body, you'll find this is what's created where you find me. So for example, people that have heart attacks may get numbness down their shoulder and their left arm. So it's in the extremity, but actually the root cause is the heart. People that have issues with their knee and low back, the root cause may be the kidney or the bladder. And what may be driving the kidney or the bladder to show up in those things may just be the emotion of fear. So we can always trace something back to somewhere and find out what the root cause is. But I'm going to play a trail right now, and then I'm going to bring in the interview with Sarah Vachon, which was so powerful, and it was so nice. And literally, we're just going to have a conversation around olive oil. Olive oil means nourishment. Nourishment means softness. Softness means feminine care. And it actually supports us in so many different ways. And we are going to find out just how, and to find out why, having the word harvested and a date on the bottle can make all the difference. Let's play a trail.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Are you a drinker of olive oil? Do you use olive oil? Today, I am blessed to be speaking with Sarah Vachon, olive oil sommelier and educator and founder of Citizen Soil. And we are speaking about the health benefits to our female and intimate and overall health. So, Sarah, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thank you so much for having me. This is, nutrition and olive oil go together really closely, so it's a pleasure to talk specifically on this today.
It really is, actually. And I mean, the Mediterraneans live by it, they swear by it, and you can see the difference in their skin. We talk about olive skin, we talk about olive oil. I love olives, by the way. I could live on olives. But there are so many benefits to olive oil, and I think, you know, when I was asked if I would do this talk with you, I said yes, because actually olive oil, whilst you're going to approach it from one vein, I'm going to drag you in and take you downstairs.
Okay.
And take you downstairs so we can have that whole conversation. So tell me, how did you become an oil sommelier?
Yeah, so I mean, much like we see with, wine, that's typically where a sommelier is, that's where it originally comes from. In the case of olive oil, there's a whole variation of flavors that you can get from extra virgin olive oil. They're just like grapes. There's different varieties of olives. And so they all yield in different ways that you can produce at different times based on when you harvest and process. It can change the flavor. And so what we look for as sommeliers is finding olive oils that pair, just like it would to wine, to certain dishes, but also finding just the right profile for that particular person. If you're someone who likes more intense flavors, if you're going to use it in more delicate cooking, if you're just going to have it on salads, or if you're going to, as more and more people are doing, shoot it straight as almost like a supplement, finding the right oil for like what that person's needs are, be it nutrition or culinary. And also just really, when I work with my producers, it's a big part of it is land management, how we're supporting nature on the groves and getting more nutrient density of oils, but also like through that whole production cycle, making sure everything is clean and really optimized in a way that we're getting the most antioxidants out of the oil.
Sounds amazing. And I love what you're saying, getting the profile right, because I think obviously you go into the shops and there's olive oil and there's olive oil. So there's olive oil that costs, you know, next to nothing. There's olive oil that's at a premium rate. So do you want to just talk me through, and like you said, there's a difference between, you know, oil that we use topically, oil that we use for cooking, because I know a lot of olive oils are not really designed to be cooked with, are they? Because they don't really stay well in high temperatures. So how do you find an olive oil that you can cook with? How do you find an olive oil that you can use for cooking, for dressing? How do you find an olive oil that you can take straight? Because I mean, I think it's quite a strong flavor to be able to just take a spoonful of it. I find it very hard to do that. But then there's obviously olive oil that again, because obviously the vitamin E properties, and olive oils that women don't realize they can use to improve the vaginal membrane, especially in midlife.
Yeah, so I think I'd start with saying that if you're looking for the health benefits of an olive oil, you need to get something that is at least virgin, but certainly extra virgin. It needs to say that on the label. And that's where you get a bit of the price difference on shelf. If something is just regular olive oil without the term virgin or extra virgin, it has gone through a refinement process that includes heat and chemicals to really stretch out that oil as much as possible. And in that process, you lose the antioxidants, you lose all the things that make it quite special. All those nutritional benefits are lost in that process. So if you are consuming extra virgin olive oil for the nutrition side, and actually also for the flavor side, if you enjoy the flavor of different olive oils, it needs to say extra virgin on the label. And if it is an extra virgin olive oil, actually, it is perfectly acceptable to do pretty much anything you're doing in your home kitchen. It is definitely something, this is a huge misconception in the space, that you cannot cook with extra virgin olive oil. This is the cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet. This is the only oil that's been used for thousands of years in this area for all of the cooking. These refined oils are a new thing to the space. So I know Dr. Tim Spector has a great podcast on kind of debunking this myth about cooking with extra virgin olive oil and what temperatures it can be used to, which really goes up to 220, 240, which is covering a lot of your roasting, sauteing, baking, what you're doing at home. It's when you get into really extreme things that really don't happen in a home kitchen environment that you have to be careful, or when people reuse the oil, which actually does happen in the Mediterranean, but isn't ideal when they reuse it several times. So when you are looking for an extra virgin olive oil or an olive oil that you can cook with, I'd say looking for extra virgin. It's in fact the antioxidants in it that are stopping that oxidation whenever you're cooking with it. So we see in labs that actually the higher the polyphenols, the higher the antioxidants in an extra virgin olive oil, the more resistant it is to heat and also the more stable it becomes.
At last. I think this is the thing, you know, I mean, I learned about this stuff years ago, and that we always talked about it being rancid at high temperatures. So again, it goes back to the quality. Everything goes back to quality and what you're using it for. I think what's really interesting is that, you know, when we look at, when I look at pelvic health, because that's what I specialize in, gut and pelvis, well, they just sit one on top of the other. So there's an intricate link. And obviously, you know, here you've got, it's linked to improved digestion, the prebiotics, but it helps with the gut microbiome. But absolutely, the vagina has its own microbiome as well. So, you know, I teach people about vitamin E being really good for the vaginal membrane because it helps to lubricate the vaginal membrane. So, you know, it can be a bit messy, but it could also be good at helping to keep the membrane and the tissue soft, because that's one of the things that we have to worry about in menopause is, you know, one of those things is vaginal dryness. They're talking about it more now on the TV. So, you know, we can actually say the word vagina, like it's not a swear word. It's so crazy. It's so crazy because this is the thing that, you know, you use that word, and even on platforms like LinkedIn, I've had posts taken down because I used the word vagina. And that's how antiquated this system is. It's really mad. But now it's on daytime TV talking about vaginal dryness. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
But they're using vitamin E within their properties to actually help with the membrane. But actually, if you buy a high quality olive oil, you can use it across the spectrum, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at the ancient history, you know, we're talking thousands of years ago, whenever extra virgin olive oil first appeared and we start seeing its use, it was actually used topically on the skin at the very beginning. So before they started consuming it and using it from everything from medicine to nutrition to daily food to lighting temples, it was actually something that was used across the skin. So they used to cover their skin and kind of scrape as something to clean and moisturize. And this is still something you see. I mean, the whole beauty industry has, I can't imagine how many products there are on shelves, but whenever I go to the, you know, the beauty counter, everything seems to have a byproduct or extra virgin olive oil or olive oil, some part of it included. And some of that is for the antioxidants effects, but loads of it, like you're saying, is for the vitamin E. It is a very naturally rich vitamin E oil. It's something like 100 times more, even a low-grade extra virgin olive oil is 100 times more than a coconut oil when it comes to vitamin E. If you're looking for that as a part of, you know, your treatment or what you're using in your daily life and your protocol for health, this is a product that is absolutely rich with that. Naturally, and not like something that's been added after.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that we worry about sometimes is, again, the quality. You've got, because I mean, what's the big difference between organically grown extra virgin olive oil and just extra virgin olive oil? Because, you know, you can go into some shops, you can see olive oil. Like I said, you can get extra virgin olive oil for $2.99, $3.99, $4.99. But you can get extra virgin olive oil for £100.
So I think one of those big differences is, yes, there's a big gap in extra virgin versus regular olive oil, again, the refined version. But inside the category of extra virgin, the difference, yes, can be organic. Organic farming is removing, you know, all the chemicals and synthetics. And because extra virgin olive oil is literally just the fruit pressed, you know, they're just crushing these olives and taking out the oil. It's a very minimal process, which means that if there is pesticides and things on the outside of this skin, much like you get with an apple or strawberries or some of the dirty dozens in the category that they talk about have the most pesticides, olives are being pressed into that. There's nothing, no process that happens after that would remove that. You know, it's not like potentially wine or beer that's going through additional process. This is just that fresh juice. So I think that's why you kind of want to steer clear of and make sure you get an organic. I mean, from my side, I also think of what it does to the land. But yes, of course, having a fruit that has pesticides on it that's being crushed into a juice is not exactly ideal. So organic is one differentiation in price. Also, though, the earlier you harvest in the season, the less olive oil you get from the fruit, but the higher the antioxidant levels, the polyphenols, as we call them in extra virgin olive oil, these plant compounds that have all these antioxidation, anti-inflammatory properties, they have a higher level earlier when the fruit is still really green on the trees. So if you're a farmer and you wait 2 or 3 months until that fruit is ripe and kind of almost oozing oil already, you're going to get more oil out of it, but it's going to be a lighter, more delicate flavor and lighter on the antioxidants. So harvesting earlier makes it more expensive because you get less oil. So if you're looking at an olive oil for nutrition, you really need to make sure it has a harvest date and get one earlier in the season, which is like in October, September, October, sometimes into November. That's going to give you a higher grade than later.
So how do you tell the difference? Where would it say harvested?
Yes. So this is where it comes down to differentiating the commodity olive oil. So extra virgin olive oil is a commodity, and it's traded like that. It's treated that way. So the prices and the kind of anonymous way that they present the packaging, don't give you a lot of the details, isn't very helpful. But if you are looking to spend something for your nutrition and invest in a good extra virgin olive oil, it needs to have a harvest date on it. And it'll be usually on the back of pack. This is not a best before. Best before is only an indicator from when it was bottled. It needs to be the harvest. Again, this is a fresh fruit juice. So the more nutrition, the more power, the more potency, the more flavor is going to come earlier, closer to that harvest. So something, anything within that year, but ideally an olive oil that comes from like an October or November harvest.
This is really important because, again, if I'm using an olive oil as a treatment for improving vaginal health, then I'm going to want one that's got a harvest date.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to want one that's got the most, polyphenols and antioxidants. That's what I want it for.
Absolutely.
So, and I think this is why it's really important to have this conversation. Sorry to cut you, because this is the thing. It's like, as I said, not all things are created equal. And, you know, there's different categories. So this is actually very, very useful for my listeners for them to understand. Because I know olive oil, I know vitamin E is good. Again, I used to use just pure vitamin E on my face. So when my friends are like, you know, what do you use on your face? What creams do you use? I'm like, no, I just use pure vitamin E oil. But again, it depends on how that oil is harvested, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, on topically, one of the ways, I mean, I use extra virgin olive oil. I use it to take off my makeup. So, you know, eye makeup, I don't like any of those like harsh kind of chemical ones. I just use extra virgin olive oil there. Putting a few drops in your moisturizer, in your lotions that you're putting on, is going to just really kind of soak that into your skin better. There's even masks that you can do. So because of the thickness of extra virgin olive oil, sometimes it's hard to absorb past the skin layer. So you can kind of soak it on there, you know, put like a mask with honey or turmeric or super anti-inflammatory mask and just feel that softness after. I often joke after we do a tasting and I've got oil all over my hands, we're constantly rubbing it on our hands and you have the softest hands in winter because you're just coating it with extra virgin olive oil.
Where were you based then?
I'm based in London. So in these winters, I definitely need extra virgin olive oil all over hair.
Because you have an accent.
I'm originally from Texas. But right. I now I'm in London by way of Madrid. So I've kind of lived in Europe now for 15 years.
Yeah, this is absolutely fantastic. Honestly, I could talk about this for ages because I just think it's such a fascinating subject. And honestly, I think, you know, we just grab a bottle of olive oil, we pour it onto our food, or we use it to cook, but we don't really think much of it. And because we know of olive oil as being good, we just assume that, you know, we can just use any olive oil. I'm an organic girl, so I'm all things organic. And there is a stall where I normally buy my olive oil from at the farmer's market in Ali Pali. Mm-hmm. And they sell the Greek extra virgin olive oil. So, you know, they also do the Fir Valley honey. So it's not the cheapest, but I definitely know there's a difference in the taste and the flavour. But I will actually, when I go on Sunday, I'm going to look for the harvest date.
Yeah, ask them. I mean, this time of year, they should have new harvest, especially at a farmer's market, they should have new harvest rolling in. So I work with small producers across the Mediterranean, and I have been bringing over oils really since end of November because I was getting some of the earlier harvests. So the harvest is in the autumn. So you're able to bring stuff fresh about this time of year. And it's really incredible to try it this time of year. Whenever your listeners are getting a bottle of extra virgin olive oil, first, it needs to be in a dark container, so blocking out the light. That's really important because light will degrade and break that down. And then, looking for the harvest date. And if they can start to see like specific details on if it says the varieties, if it says the producer name, if it says exactly, not just Greece, but it says like where in Greece, all that specificity really shows that they have a connection back to the producers, which means that it's just going to be a higher grade product. It's not bulk blended across three or four different countries or three or four different regions. It's going to give kind of ensure a bit more freshness in that way. And then I'd say smell it. If it smells like plants, if it smells like something that's alive, then it's alive for you. That's the plants at play. So then you can really kind of, that can go on your skin, that you can taste. If you smell it and it smells flat, like butter or just a regular sunflower oil or rapeseed oil, it's probably lost a lot of its magic. And at that point, the rancidity has started to creep in.
Mm. And I suppose that's a really important point. And their bottles are really, like the dark great. Green, almost green-black bottles. Mm-hmm. And so when we see oils on the shop shelves and they're just in clear bottles,
no,
they're oxidizing, aren't they, all the time? Yeah, so they're not.
No, they...
So where can we get your oil from? Because you've got me intrigued now.
So my business is called Citizens of Soil, and I work with small batch producers across the Mediterranean. So I'm in the pursuit of farmers who farm in harmony with nature, beyond organic with regenerative properties, who are farming early to get more nutritional density, more antioxidants in their oil. And I actually have an olive oil club where every month you can sign up and try a different oil from a different producer.
Oh, you got to tell us what that is. So how do we do this?
Citizens of Soil, citizensofsoil.com. We also do have our Greek oil in Waitrose and in Ocado, but a lot of our small batches are through citizensofsoil.com. And we are launching an extra high polyphenol, antioxidant infused extra virgin olive oil that's starting in the next couple
of weeks. That's going into my Empowering Lives groups and telling my ladies about that this afternoon. Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Fantastic.
Honestly, I could sit and talk to you for ages about it. It's fantastic. And I do shop in Waitrose as well. So
there
I do get some bits on Waitrose, but I'm going to have to go and look for that. So the actual label is Citizens of Soil.
Citizens of Soil. So think of it as a community of people who care about the soil and the land which they get their food.
Yeah, which is why I think, you know, farmers markets are so good, because that's exactly what it is. You know, you're going and it's people that care about the soil and the food that they're selling.
Absolutely.
And I keep trying to tell my clients this, it doesn't, you know, when they say you are what you eat, you know, it makes such a difference. And if you want to really look after the soil, you want to minimize wastage, then, you know, shop, you know, if we go to allotments or farmers markets, you get to buy the carrot, because the non-organic fruits and vegetables you can get individually. The organic ones in the supermarket, you have to buy a whole bag. So if you're just a person living on your own and you don't want a whole bag, you waste it. But if you find a farmer's market or an allotment, you can buy the carrot, mm-hmm. you can buy the potato, you can buy the onion, you can buy those things separate. And then you have stalls, like I said, that the Greek one and stuff that has these oils and these honeys. And yeah, they're not going to be 2 pence, but you definitely know the difference in the texture, the flavour on what they have. But I suppose even if they're in those bottles, they are quite covered. They do keep themselves quite covered. But once stuff sits outside in the sun, it makes a difference. So I've got a lovely little, you know, those little jars you can pour your olive oil or you can have your vinaigrettes in. Mm-hmm. I have that. But whenever I fill that with olive oil, I stick it in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Because it's clear. So I don't want it outside. So exactly. I stick it in the cupboard.
Mm-hmm. I'd say light, if you are going to buy these nice olive oils, exactly. Protect it from light. And also protect it from heat before you use it. Because a lot of people keep their olive oil by their stove. And that warmth, or sometimes like pressed up against something in a windowsill or something, that warmth will start to degrade the olive oil as well over time. So even when you cook with extra virgin olive oil, some of the nutritional value, the heat is like breaking it down and it's releasing it. So if you are wanting to get the most nutrition out of the olive oil, while yes, you can use it in cooking, using it raw is best, kind of as a dressing, a topping, and then making sure it's not being stored in a place that it's just slowly breaking down, like the stove, which is a big no-no. But it's where everyone keeps it. So I always have to tell
them. Yeah, it's so funny because I've got two pull-out. I've got the little tiny pull-out drawer, which is obviously right next to the cooker that has all your spices. And I've just started to put the olive oil in that rack there. Although the element for the fan has been broken for a while, so I've been using the top oven. I'm just trying to make an excuse now. It's down near the bottom. But still, I'm now going to put it back into the other cupboard.
I just move it a little bit. Again, this is if it's the oil you're using for the nutritional value and flavor particularly, just move it a little bit further away from a heat source. If it's the one you're kind of roasting and cooking with, it's fine.
Yeah, I tend to cook with butter or coconut oil. I don't tend to cook with olive oil. I use it to dress, but I tend to cook. There's nothing nicer than if avocado was a man, I'd marry it, but it's not. So I use it for its medicinal properties. And a good thing about that is obviously, the vitamin in avocado is phenomenal. So you slice that in half and then you just pour olive oil into the groove where the seed sits and then just put black pepper and salt. And that's just a combination match made in heaven. So that's really good. Okay, listen, Sarah, I've got to go. I've really, really enjoyed speaking to you. So once again, just let everybody know where they can. And also, you on social media. So let us know if you're on social media where we can find you and where they can go to get this oil, because definitely I'm going to go and look it up today.
Yeah, you can find us on social media at Citizens of Soil. And then the website is citizensofsoil.com.
Are you on Instagram?
On Instagram, have a little bit on TikTok. Yeah, you can find us there. Facebook.
I am going to find you right now. Citizens of Soil.
Yeah, if you actually follow us right now, we have a lot of tips because this is a big wellness health time of year. And because we're about to launch our new extra polyphenol, high polyphenol, extra virgin olive oils. So we are talking a lot about the nutritional benefits from everything from gut health, brain health, heart health, everything that it's doing around this reduction of inflammation as well, and the prevention of chronic diseases. So a lot of the health stats that are coming out of some of the conferences and recent studies, we'll be sharing those on our site and on our social.
Fantastic. I've just started to follow you. So I'm Pelvic Secrets. I have just started to follow you. So I should do that. Lovely. Sarah, you have an absolutely amazing day.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I hope you found that useful, because honestly, you know, just learning that little bit about olive oil was really powerful. And I went and bought a bottle of the Citizens of Soil olive oil, and I can tell you, it's delicious. At the moment, well, last week, Waitrose had 20% off. So if I was you, I'd run to Waitrose and I'd get me some organic, harvested by olive oil, and, you know, keep it in don't keep it next to the cooker. Keep it in a cool place and just enjoy it, because there are so many things that we can use. And olive oil for us, for our vaginal health, for our hair health, for our skin health, for our body's overall health, it's far-reaching. So thank you, Sarah. And you'll be hearing more from Sarah, because I'm definitely going to collaborate with her further. But I want to go back to us women. So looking at those things there, just, you know, I tried to tie it in to make sure we spoke about ourselves. And I go back to the conversation that I had with the ladies when I did the first Fit and Fabulous after 50, when I did that at the end of January, and then of course I did this one on the 7th of February. And, you know, it's, we don't need it, as much as it might sound crazy, just hear me out, it's not as we move into midlife that we need better bodies first. It's not that we need better relationships first, or we need relationships first. But we definitely do need confidence first. But that comes back to feeling at home in yourself first. So when you start to feel at home in yourself, when you understand who you are, the confidence will come. The body image will come, and the relationships will follow. And this is no more important than when it comes to Valentine's weekend. There are people in Valentine's, there's relationships, people together. And a lot of people have come out of relationships or have been waiting for a while for a relationship to start or to flourish. And it makes it quite hard because, you know, sometimes at this point here, you know, if you're not happy with who you are, don't recognize who you are, this can bring up a lot of negative self-talk. But I want to encourage you, to remind you that, you know, there are women who are waiting. There are women in this time. There was a course I did years ago, and it's called Worthy of the Wait. And that is really W-A-I-T. You know, so making myself worthy of the wait whilst I'm waiting. Keeping myself worthy, you know. But we can use this to wait well, to rebuild, to rediscover ourselves, and to understand that it's not about feeling not chosen or unchosen. You got to choose you first before you ask somebody to choose you. And the funny thing is, it's that it really is the oxygen mask on the face scenario. You put it on yourself first before you then try to help other people. So what you have to recognize is that before anyone can see you as a good thing, you first have to see yourself that way. So for Valentine's Day, as much as I, you know, I'm going to go and make breakfast lunch for a certain young man, for Valentine's evening, I organise this from the beginning of the year to plan something for women in my church, because I think it's Proverbs 18:22 says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favour from the Lord." It doesn't say that once you're found, you're a good thing. It says he finds a good thing, right? And so really and truly, we have to be able to see ourselves as that. So I'm having a good thing dinner. Well, I've in a beautiful restaurant in Winchmore Hill. It's Cos at Buckle and Vaughan, or Carlos at Buckle and Vaughan in Winchmore Hill. We have a table for 12 of us, and we got some really nice little reflective games and some conversations and some fun. The food is delicious, and that's where we're going on Valentine's evening. So I'm not looking to see if I can go out with a certain person on Valentine's evening. I'm looking to empower women on Valentine's evening, because that's just how I roll. But I want to do something during the day, so I'm just going to put myself under pressure. But, you know, this is a good kind of pressure, because I know it's short-lived and I'm not going to be keeping it forever. So I'm not going to overly stress myself. But, you know, when I ran the workshop, you know, better sex, flatter abs, it all falls into body confidence, and it still comes back to the arc, right? And so the arc, again, is about the awareness, the responsibility, and the choice. And fit and fabulous after 50, yes, I've moved from that decade into sassy, sexy 60s, but I was fit and fabulous after 50. If you go onto my Instagram page, at Pelvic Secrets, or my TikTok the same, or X, you'll see the poster. I was asked the other day, because I cut off my head in that particular poster, and I was asked, there's a body on the flyer that I've seen, and is that body yours? Because if that's your body, oh my goodness gracious, Louis, you look amazing. That was my body in my 50s. When I did the other poster, for the first one, Fit and Fabulous After 57 Things Women Are Looking For, that was my body when I was 60. On a wonderful moose in St. Lucia. So what's really interesting is that literally, and if I took out the picture from UltraFit and shared that, you see that on my Instagram, is that the body, the definition has softened somewhat, little, but the body and the mechanics have been the same. Now, I will give a caveat. I used to teach 21 classes a week, and I was competing, so I was doing exercises. So, of course, my whole livelihood and life was around movement. But when I met Paul Cech, CHEK, Corrective High Performance Exercise Kinesiology, in 2001, the way I viewed exercise, the way I do exercise, and the way I coach exercise completely changed. And it changed because Paul taught me about myself. And he gave me the tools I needed. That's how I could write the first book, Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes? Subtitled, What Can Your Pelvic Floor Do for You? Because that's when I discovered that there was a relationship between a part of my abdominals, my pelvic floor, a set of muscles in my low back. There was a specific thing that joined them together. And that thing then literally meant that everything about my sexual function was dictated by a combination, a connectivity, a co-connection, a synchronization of those particular muscles. It also made a big difference because my flexibility was such that my body could move itself in a way that also reflexively activates these muscles and actually gives a much more exciting experience. No, men, don't start to call me. It's not working like that. But that is what happened. So a lot of the times when we start to share things, we share because the experience we have is what we can share with others. So when I went onto platforms like Mumsnet, I wasn't allowed in because they thought I was trying to take business from them, but I wasn't. It's just that I understand how the body works so much better now, and I'm just trying to tell you that actually, if you put these ingredients in to make this particular cake, it's going to give you this body that, you know, when people say to me, oh my God, your legs. I did a shoot the other day with my friend for beautiful clothing, and, you know, it's like she said, I want those legs. You owe me. You owe me. And I'm like, to the photographer, can I have those pictures, please? Because my legs look, for a sassy, sexy 63-year-old, I ain't having no treatments. I dry skin brush and do my own thing. I'm giving God thanks every day. Anyway, listen, the most important thing is this. You know, there's this body confidence that we want to have. And we need to have that when we've gone through and going through and come out on the other side of the menopause. It's the last big life cycle change that we're going to have, our reproductive life cycle. It's the end of the reproductive train journey. But it doesn't mean it's the end of the journey for us and the way in which we live. So, you know, confidence can really be an amazing aphrodisiac. You just need to know how to make it so and how to use it to be where you are. Because feeling lost in midlife isn't always just about age. It really, for many times, is about disconnection. When people say, I don't know who I am, I don't understand what's happening to me, it's because we're disconnected from ourselves. So we want to really understand, like, you know, I used to do with Richard in lockdown, finding your purpose. All of these things are tying back into the same place. And the truth of the matter is actually when you try to find out what your purpose is, it's always been within you. When you read The Alchemist, he went all over the place to come back to find that it was right there on his doorstep. He didn't have to actually go anywhere else to find it. It was right there all the time. And this is why I love doing what God has blessed me with to do. When I look at, if I look back at my life and I look at what the thread is through my life, we lived opposite the youth center. I shared this post on LinkedIn. So I grew up badminton one day, roller skating another day, using the 10 Centurion gym another day, trampolining another day, you know, running another day, cycling another day, roller skating. We did everything. We called that fun. We got the park. I look out my mum's bedroom window. The park is right there. The front room window, the park is there. I grew up doing something that we called exercise. Then we went to, I was a boogie girl in the old time, all the old soul music, loving my Steve Arrington and Slave and Leroy Burgess and all this stuff. And it was just proper fling foot boogie, rag in the back pocket stuff. So I was always moving my body in one way or another, in tune, feeling the music, you know, discerning the music, interpreting the music in movement. It was all of that. And then I moved into teaching classes. So I'm teaching classes, step, Swiss ball, circuits, dance, you name it. I'm, you know, weights, I'm doing all of this stuff. It's movement, again, interpretation to music in different ways. And now I have moved into teaching in a different way, teaching you to understand how you can move yourself well so that you can have that freedom. An ability that I've enjoyed for so long that many people don't have the opportunity to have. But also having that confidence. When I was younger, because of the body I had, I attracted the wrong attention. I was just seen as something to conquer. And, you know, a lot of people said, oh, I love your body, I love your body, I love your body. I hated it. It seems like an oxymoron because what it attracted is what I hated. So when I look at it now as an older person, when I'm saying I hate myself, I actually think now it wasn't so much that I hated myself. I hated the fact that because I was on a stage of sorts, when you're standing in front of an audience of clients, you know, making them happy, getting them where they want to be, you're going to garner attention to yourself. I didn't enjoy that side of it with the comments that would follow it through. But that body, this body that God blessed me with, allowed me to become a record holder. It allowed me to be the first in that whole circle of people that I knew to take 25 people away to Barbados and do a training holiday in 1993, before any of the people around me that I know started doing training holidays. So I'd taken those people away and I trained them. It's allowed me to be able to encourage people because of their fitness have, to actually look after their bodies. It's allowed me to educate people. It's allowed me to help women avoid surgery for prolapse. It's allowed me to help women reverse incontinence. It's allowed me to help women actually have sexual feeling, which was the whole reason why I got involved in the first place. And so I'm really, really thankful. So if you want to be a part of the next talk on the 21st, you don't need to wait until you feel ready. Understanding is what creates readiness. And that's what's really lovely, because you're not waiting to become a good thing. You already are one. But what you want to be able to do is understand that whether you come to the free session on the 21st, whether you be a part of the 6-week arc, or which has just started, or join the 60-day journey at the end of March, whichever way you want to do it, even if you're in your 40s, by God's grace, you will get into your 50s and Fit and Fabulous is a wonderful thing that you want to be able to experience. So you can be asking yourself, how do I follow on with body confidence, feeling lost or purpose? And the answer will always be the same. It's going to be having the same conversation, because in midlife, a loss of body confidence for many people is like a loss of identity. A loss of identity is like a loss of purpose, and a reconnection to body is a return to purpose. So that's literally what it is. If you don't have the body confidence, you don't really know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you don't really know what your purpose is. But once you get those things back, you will be in a much better place. So you can join. I'm also rewriting Can of Vagina, really, by Mercedes. And there is a waitlist for that as well, which you can join. So if you want to join that waitlist for that book, the In Midlife, it's the menopause version, then you can email me pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. But look onto my page. The next date is set up. I'm just trying to, someone has asked me to do it around depression, but I may do it around depression, or I may do it around, you know, how to get back body confidence and find your purpose. Because that's literally what we want. We want to be able to understand, what is my purpose here? Because if you're like me and a parent and your children have left home, you're an empty nester. If you have come out of a relationship, you're now finding yourself in this season when all these things are changing downstairs that you have no idea about. As a single person, because you may not see yourself as a good thing, with an empty nest. That's connections right there. Making the right connections is tantamount to making sure that you pick the right place. But you need to know who you are first. So we have run out of time, and I have really enjoyed sharing this week with you. But I really do hope that you will come on and sign up for the next talk on the 21st. It's in your house, 10:30 to 12, online, free masterclass. Come along and join the movement. And know that on the 7th of March, International Women's Day, the theme for this year is Give to Gain. So we are going to be back in Soho. We're going to have an evening of fun, fitness, and finding your flow. So you can see, everything connects together. This is the Jenny Russell Jigsaw Puzzle. So until next week in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay well, and stay safe.